Article title, a free and easy to use ticket management tool. Content, do you keep losing track of progress, have 100 to-do lists and need more organization? Not interested in any hosted web solution or don't want to pay for it? Then this short article might be exactly for you. Subheader, what is a task management or ticket tool? Basically everything to do becomes a ticket. Ticket is a fancy word for a note, or in this case a file. A ticket tool is something to manage these notes or tickets. There are fancy ones out there that require a purchase or installation and are often complicated. Subheader, how to set up the DIY tool. You need two pieces of software. Both are already installed on your computer. A file explorer like Windows Explorer, Finder, Dolphin, Thunar, command line tool, whatever you prefer. The second one is a basic text editor notepad, Notepad++, Kwrite or similar. Start of list. List item. Step-by-steps instructions. List item. Create a directory on your preferred location called tasks. List item. In this directory, create a directory named to do. In this directory, all new things to do will be saved. List item. Create a directory called in progress. There all things will be saved that are in progress. List item. Create a directory called blocked. This is for all things that are blocked by something else to be finished. List item. Finally, a directory for things done. Call this done. End of list. That's the basic structure. Subheader. How to use it. Now for everything that you want to do, create a simple text file and put this into to do. In the text file, write one or two sentences of what to do. For example, search online stores for a nice new living room lamp. Give a name like new lamp for living room.txt, and the first part is done. Writing things down that way also has the benefit of clearing it from your mind, so you don't have to think, oh, I need to do this or that. If you want to order these to do, add a number in front of it like 001 new lamp for living room that way. It will be on the top of the list. Now you start doing a thing on the to do list, move the file from the to do directory to in progress. Ideally, this should be the only file in there. If you order it directly, edit the file and write the order number in there and move to blocked, waiting for delivery. Or move it to done and create a new to-do file about ordering or picking one up in a local store. It's also a good idea to create a new to-do to install the lamp once it is there. Since tea is now blocked by the delivery service to deliver or you to pick up, place it in blocked. Once the lamp is there, move the task to in progress and get your tools ready. Once you are done, move the file to done or create a new ticket to call an electrician. Every week, month or some other interval, take a look at to done folder and enjoy the amount of things that you've done. Move those things out into some other directory so that you can see the progress next time. Don't delete the files. They are tiny and give a psychological boost. Subheader, extensions. Above is just an example for everyday tasks. Feel free to add extra directories for more states. Like things to invoice if you are getting paid for that thing. Set it to blocked till the money is on your bank account. Don't forget to create a to-do due for the invoice. If you want to add due dates, put those in the file name. The only limit is your fantasy. Also, if you use some sort of cloud-based synchronization, this can be shared across all your machines, your laptop, tablet, phone, fridge. Since you don't need special tools to open and the files are tiny. Subheader. Inclusion. Yes, this sounds a bit tedious for the first few times, but if you get a hang of it, it only takes a moment, frees your mind, so you can concentrate on the important stuff. Icons made by. Link to. https://www.freepik.com. Link text, Freepik. Link end, from, link to, https://www.flatikin.com/. Link text, www.flatikin.com. Link end.